第96课，我好尴尬啊。大家好，欢迎收听费的口语课当天练习，我是费的老师。我们的节目周一至周五每天更新，节假日除外，所以叫天天学。如果你是第一次来到我们的课堂呢，一定要听完整的一节课，因为课后还有英语歌厅啊。先来学习几个表达吃喝的词吧。 Drink 动词喝。Would you like to drink coffee or tea? Would you like to drink coffee or tea? 你想喝点咖啡还是茶呢？ The baby is drinking milk. The baby is drinking milk. 这个婴儿在喝牛奶。婴儿喝牛奶的样子很可爱的，像个小天使一样。那么用哪个词可以表达吃呢？先看吃药，是用这个动词 take.Take. You catch a cold, you need to take some medicine. You catch a cold, you need to take some medicine. 你感冒了，需要吃点药。感冒呢，这样来表达 catch a cold. 那吃药就是 take some medicine. 吃喝有一个大众化的词儿是 have. H-A-V-E, have. I had an egg and a bowl of porridge for my breakfast.I had an egg and a bowl of porridge for my breakfast.
我早餐吃了一个鸡蛋和一碗稀饭。一碗稀饭 ,a bowl of porridge. 稀饭呢是这个名词，跟我读两遍。
Porridge. Porridge. Did you have lunch? You look starving. Did you have lunch? You look starving.
你吃午餐了吗？你看上去饿惨啦。
Starving, you look starving,
就是你看上去饿惨了，饿死了。下面呢，我们就来学习，我好尴尬呀，用英语如何来表达呢？
I am embarrassed.
I am embarrassed. Embarrassed.这个动词可以是及物动词或者不及物动词，意思呢是使窘迫、局促不安或者使困难，也有使复杂化、使结局等等。
This embarrassed me somewhat. This embarrassed me somewhat.
这使我有点困境。有点儿是稍微，是这个词儿 somewhat.
Your joking makes me terribly embarrassed.Your joking makes me terribly embarrassed.
你开的这个玩笑让我大为窘迫，这种玩笑是不可以开的，知道吗？那让我大为窘迫， make me terribly embarrassed. 我们可以在 embarrassed 前面加一个 terribly, 表示这种程度，是指非常的难堪。
Embarrass 还可以这样来组成一个句型 be 或者 become 或者 feel embarrassed at something 或 doing something
对什么什么事感到发窘。
He became embarrassed at the sharp questions about his finance status. He became embarrassed at the sharp questions about his finance status.
当被问到他的经济状况的尖锐问题时，他很尴尬，因为他的经济状况现在很难看，呵呵，没什么钱。在这里呢 ,he became embarrassed, 表示他变得有些尴尬了。那是基于什么变得尴尬了呢？有一个 at 来连接。At the sharp questions 是由于被问到那些尖锐的问题 ,sharp questions 是尖锐的问题。这些问题是关于什么的呢 ?About 来连接关于他的财政状况 ,about his finance status.
He felt actually embarrassed at being the center of attention. He felt actually embarrassed at being the center of attention.
成为大家注意的焦点使他感到非常的不自然。 那感到不自然 He felt actually embarrassed也是用一个 at 来连接 at 什么呢后面的这个 be 用的是它的动名词 being the center of attention 成为大家注意的焦点顺便提一下 embarrassed 的名词形式猜一猜猜得出来吗 embarrassment 就是名词尴尬 He's an embarrassment to his family He's an embarrassment to his family 他叫他的家里人难堪那对什么什么人形成了尴尬呢形成了难堪就用这个 to 来连接比如说我男朋友让我很难堪 My boyfriend is an embarrassment to me We met some financial embarrassment 我们遇到了一些财务困难遇到困难可以用这个动词 meet 它的过去式是 met 财政困难财政的尴尬 financial embarrassmentMy current husband and I bumped into my ex-husband and his wife the other day. It's such an embarrassment. 我和我的现任丈夫前两天偶然撞见了我的前夫和他的妻子，好难堪呐！客户欢迎登录大耳朵英语网站 Feed Radio， 的播客和其他听众一起互动学习本课内容，把你最近遭遇到的尴尬的事儿告诉我们，我也会亲自参与大家的学习和讨论，并提供帮助，让我们一起努力学好英语吧。这里是费的口语课堂，天天学，我是费的老师。现在听的这首歌很有节奏感和力度 ，Starship 的 Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now， Nothing is gonna stop us from studying English here. I will be waiting for you tomorrow.See it through the bad times, whatever